remember these next three stories because they could turn up on Friday's No Sweat News quiz for a 12-pack of New Jersey Lottery scratch-offs and some awesome Rad Radio bandanas.
You had me locked in at 12-pack.
I thought I would. Hey, it's Dateline Your Front Yard for story number one. Well, the newest product that's sold out everywhere is... Where? Well, let's see. To review, first it was toilet paper, latex gloves, and cleaning products.
Okay, yeah.
And when the COVID-19 hit, we all said, ah, I need toilet paper. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then it was still toilet paper and gloves, but also bulk meats from the box stores. And then the toilet paper came back, but we still couldn't find gloves. But there was a run on sweatpants because everyone was working from home.
Yeah, that's true. That's
true. Now, the gloves are still nowhere to be found. Unless you look in the parking lots of grocery stores, you dirty sons of bitches. Throw them in a garbage can.
No, I see them everywhere.
Bunch of slobs.
Oh, my Lord.
But the new product that's sold out everywhere is...
What?
Beach chairs.
Beach chairs. I mean that.
Apparently, beach chairs are hard to come by because people are buying them for socially distanced outside activities like parties on their front lawns, backyards, or driveways.
I'm guilty as charged because I just bought two of them.
See? Yeah. And they're becoming harder to find.
So yeah.
Now they jack up the prices on the beach chairs.
That's interesting. I also just purchased two. Right? Purchased a pair because I don't want to go out, but I want to be out of my house once in a while. So you set the beach chair up in the backyard.
Dateline France for story number two. A doctor in France has an analogy for people who refuse to wear face masks in public.
Okay.
And he says people who refuse to wear face masks in public is the same thing as people who drive drunk.
Oh.
It should be considered antisocial. Not wearing a face covering in public should be regarded in the same way as driving drunk. Because driving drunk puts you and everyone else on the road at risk.
Yeah.
And that's not wearing masks, same thing.
That is interesting.
So you're at risk, and I'm at risk of catching whatever germs that you have that make you that selfishly stupid.
Yeah, I see a bunch of people in stores without face masks.
Dude, cover that crap up. I don't want to see your ugly face.
I see it all the time.
Honestly, at this point, if someone's not wearing a mask in a store, it's like, I'm just getting out of the store.
Put a mask on. Nobody wants to see your ugly mug.
Not fair. When you have Tom Hanks, America's sweetheart, just yelling at people, saying I have no respect for people who don't wear masks.
Come on.
And even called people the P word.
Seriously.
For not wearing masks. It's like, okay, come on.
Wear a mask.
Wear a mask.
I like it. Good analogy.
It's nice and simple.
Bunch of drunk drivers. Hey, Dateline Connecticut for story number three. Maybe you miss your coworkers, but do you miss your coworkers this much? Five people from an AI company in New York City were sick of self-isolating and sick of Zoom meetings. So they all moved in together for a month.
Well, really?
Everybody got a COVID test. And when they all came back negative, they pooled their money and rented out an entire bed and breakfast in Connecticut. So for the whole month of June, the Big Apple coworkers lived just off the Long Island Sound in the Bluebells. Very nice there, darling.
I'm just picturing Steve Hook on my couch right now.
Oh, yeah, I'm not suggesting it for this crew. No, no way am I suggesting it for
this crew. Lock and Robin would be smashing my head with pots and pans.
Maybe. No one would blame her either.
I mean, the food would be good because she'd be cooking up a storm.
Yeah, well, there you go with that. That's true, yeah.
I mean, I did start the story with maybe you miss your coworkers, but do you miss them this much?
No, not necessarily.
Boom. Whole thing, everybody dropped 2,400 hunge on it.
Well, that's kind of nice.
There it is.
All right.
Today's Good News, No Sweat News wraps up right there in Connecticut. And on Friday's No Sweat News quiz, you could be a winner.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.